Congress kept up its newfound spirit of post-terrorist attack unity when President Bush spoke last night before the joint session of lawmakers. Democrats leaped to their feet and applauded the president just as frequently as his fellow Republicans did. Many were deeply moved by the president's words, though some later expressed misgivings. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Just as his father did at the end of the Gulf War, President Bush went to Congress to speak to the nation last night. When he was done, Mr. Bush gave hugs to both House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Daschle declared later the president could depend on Congress for unity and support.
We will take up the president's initiatives with speed. We may encounter differences of opinion along the way, but there is no difference in our aim. We are resolved to work together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
That resolve was evident shortly after midnight when congressional leaders reached a deal with the White House for a $15 billion rescue package for the airline industry, which is expected to clear the entire Congress today. Mr. Bush had called for such relief last night. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said the president's entire speech was a call to action.
He said all the right things. He reached out to those that are grieving. He gave a challenge to us here in America. He asked for our patience. And he told those that would heap terror on America and the world that we will not stand for that.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, who's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, heard a strong emotional undercurrent when Mr. Bush demanded last night that Afghanistan's ruling Taliban hand over all terrorists.
I believe the president is angry. I believe the president is rightly indignant that people have attacked his country and killed the citizens thereof, and it cannot stand, and people are going to pay for this.
But Washington House Democrat Jim McDermott, who's the only psychiatrist in Congress, thought Mr. Bush was too categorical about accomplishing a very complicated task.
He set the bar very high. We're going to root out all terrorism. He used a number of phrases that were very complete and didn't leave any room for any kind of error or any failure. I think it's going to be hard to live up to what he said in the speech.
Other Democrats, though, considered the speech a major breakthrough for Mr. Bush.
We saw a man become a president tonight.
Florida Democrat Bob Graham, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, was pleased to hear Mr. Bush announce the creation of a cabinet-level Office of Homeland Security.
He has recognized that there is a legitimate problem of the lack of coordination, of the unacceptable level of fragmentation in the current efforts to fight terrorism, and that the solution to that problem is at the highest level.
Washington House Republican Jennifer Dunn said Mr. Bush needed to rally the nation, much as Franklin Roosevelt did after Pearl Harbor. And she said his speech accomplished that.
This was a terrifically strong speech. You got a sense of this man, President George W. Bush, his strong backbone, his strength, his will. And what I heard him saying tonight is translate that anger that all of us feel, translate that into will, because we're going to need to have a very strong will that's going to endure for a long period of time.
Some lawmakers, though, wonder how much stomach Americans have for more loss of life should the U.S. carry out military action against the Taliban. Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said after the speech he fears such a confrontation could prove costly.
My concern, and many others' concern on both sides of the aisle, is related to the efficacy of what we might do relative to the Taliban. And how much of our treasure in blood and money is worth what they are responsible for.
Americans' level of tolerance for such losses may soon be tested. Last night, the president declared the hour is coming when America will act. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.